Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
In the new field of nanotechnology, it's not enough for Canadian scientists to simply follow upon the heels of other countries. According to Dr. Nils Petersen, Director General of the National Institute for Nanotechnology, Canada has the right stuff to be a nanotechnology leader.
Ultimately, we have a competitive edge in our brains, more so than in our brawn, if you will, as a country, because we don't have that many people, so we can't compete in labor rates, but we can, I think, compete at the intellectual level.
Globally, Canada produces 2% of the gross domestic product, but generates about 4% of the world's knowledge.
And that extra knowledge generation allows us to take advantage of the 96% of the knowledge created around the world and bring it to Canada, but it also allows us to create and develop new technologies here that hopefully will lead to business development as well.
Of the 23 principal investigators at NINT, several have come from other countries, and Dr. Petersen says some of the new nanotechnologies they're developing focus on hydrogen capture, fuel cells, and solar panels. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.